Welcome, everyone. Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, Florida theme parks say it's time for metal detectors and gun rules, but you don't have to go to the Super Bowl in San Jose to have a Super Bowl experience on the wine train. We have details.
David Yeskel is known as the Vegas guru, and in 317, you're going to find out why as he gives his rundown on everything from great rooms to the best buffets in Sin City.
Maybe we should just start over, do you think?
No, let's just keep going.
Okay.
We'll be out of time by the time we get it right.
If you've ever attended the taping of a game show in a TV studio, you know it could be a lot of fun. At 3:35, we tell you about a TV taping tour to Southern California that features the Wheel of Fortune and Dr. Phil.
You know, some people accuse us of not being live. I think
This pretty much proves it.
At 3:50, we'll tell you about the Broadway show Pippin. It's in town for the holidays, and we have two tickets for New Year's Eve to give away.
And we haven't decided how we're going to do that yet,
well,
have we?
We'll come up with
something. We'll think of something. All right. Finally, at 3:55, we've saved the best for last with word of a holiday Air Force Band flash mob at the Smithsonian, which is going to be pretty cool, and our own thoughts on the holiday season.
Thanks for joining us. It's the Travel and Entertainment Guys on the air.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I want the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Thanks for joining us today. I tell you, I know my excuse for being a little stumble-bumble today. I'm pretty amped up here. I'm going to see Star Wars this evening at about 7-something.
You're going to see Star Wars?
My son-in-law, particularly, my daughter-in-law, my daughter as well, but my son-in-law is like over the top in regards to these kind of movies. He started searching to buy a ticket within like the moment they started going on sale, and the very earliest he could get a ticket was today. Now, what time the movie started on the 18th, so this is it, and I've avoided Facebook and every other form of media so that there wouldn't be a spoiler out there. So
you're going tonight.
I am.
Congratulations.
And then we can come in next weekend and we'll spoil it for
everybody. You'll spoil it for everybody else. There you go.
All right, we are the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And as we always do at the top of every Travel Guys radio program, it's the Travel News. Oh, look at there. Huh? Louise bringing that music in hot and heavy. Mark, what you got?
You're scaring me with all of this enthusiasm here.
Yeah, okay.
Get ready for game day aboard the Napa Valley Wine Train. The Wine Train, you know, the Super Bowl is going to be played in San Jose this year.
And why would you want to go on a train where everybody's whining?
Aha. Well, they are the big game train will feature superstar athletes and coaches, including
Wine Train.
Dick Vermeil, Vida Blue. Vida Blue didn't play any football. Dave Wilcox, Sam Williams, Rick Mirror. They've got a bunch of former. I'm not sure what Vida Blue's name is doing in there, but anyway, nonetheless, I'm just reading it from the release here.
Okay.
They're going to do these before the big game on Sunday, February the 6th in Santa Clara, so you will be able to get on the Wine Train, and for only $189 on the Gourmet Express or $249 for the full sit-down meal. So that's about double price of what it normally is. You'll get to be able to listen to these guys talk and get their autographs, and so it's kind of like
that
it's a big game
cool.
train. I think it's a pretty good idea.
I think that will sell out in a hurry.
Not for the cheap of wallet, that's for sure. Yeah, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, SeaWorld, and Universal Orlando have all added metal detectors to the parks over the last 10 days. A spokesman from Universal said, "We want our guests to feel safe when they come here. We've long used metal detection for special events such as Halloween Horror Nights. This test is a natural progression for us as we study best practices for security in today's world." I thought that was really well worded.
You know, I have to say, and I go to Disneyland a lot and was just there not long ago. They did not have metal detectors then. They do now. I've always felt that they should. You know, I mean, we go to a lot of sporting events have them, but I think Disneyland is one of those places that terrorists would think about disrupting, and I think that's definitely a place where security should be.
And when it becomes that you're not safe in Disneyland, then we've got real problems on
got
the planet.
Right.
So we have to make sure that people are safe in Disneyland. Here's a Lyft and Uber are almost in the news almost every week. Here's a Lyft story. Lyft giving back during the holiday season for customers who use the service. Lyft is offering anyone in a number of cities. Sacramento is not on the list currently. It says that on 2 days before Christmas here, passengers who are matched with a gift roulette car when they request a ride will be allowed to choose from any of the gifts inside the vehicle. Passengers only get one chance to make a selection, though, so choose wisely. Some of the gifts include a Star Wars BB-8 droid, a Swagway hoverboard, a Christmas Story leg lamp. Those are all the rage now.
Oh, yeah.
Can you believe that? from the Christmas Story, that goofy leg lamp. All right. In an unanimous 8-0 vote Monday, the Seattle City Council gave drivers who work for app-based, on-demand ride-hailing services such as Uber and Lyft the right to collectively bargain over pay and working conditions. A controversial but watershed decision reported by the Seattle Times. Mayor Ed Murray won't sign the ordinance, the Times noted, but the lack of his signature will not prevent the bill from becoming law. Let's see, doesn't explain why that is, but obviously there must be some sort of override a provision there in the Seattle Chamber City Council. But anyways, that's... So if those drivers, if they can become, I mean, I don't know how that changes the whole thing.
I think they're making a big mistake. Be careful for what you wish for. I mean, right now, they can be independent contractors.
Right.
They can deduct all of their expenses up against their income, which I think would turn out to be a better deal. Without that, they may not make nearly the money that they're making now.
I found a hair.
Well, of course you did.
On the microphone.
Well, of course.
Wonder whose it is.
Probably, I don't know.
Anyway.
Amy Lewis, maybe.
All right,
Katie
let's
O'Neil.
See here. Taking a cruise will still be among the top travel choices in 2016, but according to a survey of travel trends from the Travel Leaders Group, terrorism and international policies might affect where we decide to travel. Our special Travel Guys correspondent, KFBK's Ryan Harris, has more on what makes the list.
When it comes to domestic travel, we still love the mouse because Orlando is now at number one on the list, with beach trips to Maui and Alaska cruises right behind. Three of the top choices for international trips involve cruises to the Caribbean and both European river cruises and Mediterranean cruises. So I asked Kevin Sachs with Davisville Travel in Davis what it is that still makes cruising so popular, and he says it's the value and the overall experience.
Cruise lines have been able to consistently add new product into the marketplace. Destinations are compelling, and the overall experience in which you can have a wonderful multi-generational experience is very, very appealing and compelling for a lot of travelers.
And Kevin says a cruise allows you to relax while still giving you places off the boat to explore, which is part of the growing appeal of European river cruises, where you can see smaller towns and villages that grew up as part of commercial routes along those rivers. America's biggest cities are still among top spots for U.S. travel, including two here in California, San Francisco, which includes trips to the Napa Valley wine country, and Los Angeles, which of course includes Disneyland. With the attacks in Paris so fresh in our minds, a question about whether that had any effect on people's travel plans was added to the survey, which Kevin says came with mixed results.
14% of our agents said not at all. Their clients are continuing with their immediate travel plan. 20% of our agents said not at all. My clients are continuing with their future and long-term travel plans to Paris. There was a small percentage that we did see, about 10%, that said that they would be delaying their trips because of the terrorist attacks.
When it comes to terrorism's overall effect on travel, Kevin says it may cause people to think twice about specific destinations, but he doesn't believe it stops people from traveling internationally. It's not on the list, but normalizing relations with Cuba has made it a very hot spot for U.S. travelers, but Kevin tells me there is a challenge.
Cuba has not built up their infrastructure to accommodate the increase in travelers. So as a result, hotels are booking up all over the place, and that's driving up prices.
And that starts with the cost to fly to Havana, which will run you at least $1,000 if you take American Airlines' new nonstop charter that goes once a week from L.A. But Kevin says in time, he expects Cuba to be added to the list of stops on those Caribbean cruises, which should help cut the cost of getting there. For the Travel Guys, I'm Ryan Harris, News Radio KFBK.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ryan. Did you see this picture of this new hotel? Look at this here. I can't show this to anybody. I didn't put it up online, so it's kind of... But
wow.
This guy devised this hotel that will float in the water.
Pretty cool.
And it will dock. It will attach to docks and things like that. And so immediately you go online, and the comments... from people behind it, all the cynics all say, well, you know, what about a hurricane or something like that? And it's like, isn't that cool? It looks like a giant, what does that look like? A giant
It looks like
fish
a,
or
yeah,
something?
It does.
Yeah,
it, either that or it could be a plane.
Yeah.
Is that on the Travel Guys radio?
No, it isn't. Yeah. I just found it a little while ago. All right. Steve LaRosa asked us to make an announcement here. KP International Market is giving away free photos with Santa until December the 24th. It's out on Olson Drive off of Zinfandel, just to say thank you to their customers every day. Free Santa pictures from 11 to 7 off
nice.
Zinfandel if you haven't taken the kids to see Santa yet. American Airlines has announced Real Premium Economy, giving them a new class on airplanes. They actually are going to create a new class of service. More on that next week. And Delta is discounting Seattle award flights. If you're thinking about going to Seattle and you have some Delta miles to burn, why, that might be a good place to burn them. And that is your travel news for today.
If you ever go to Vegas or are thinking of going, you want to be listening to our next segment. David Yeskel, he's the Vegas guru. He's got some great insight. You're going to love this guy. That's next here on the Travel Guys. Thanks, everyone. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on KFBK. You can find us at TravelGuysRadio.com. If you're not in town, maybe you're out for the holidays and you want to listen to the Travel Guys far and wide, go to...
I was going
to
call you this week.
You were?
I was.
Well, hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Go to... you can go to iHeartRadio app and listen to us there. Why were you going to call us?
I was going to call you this week to say, you know, why don't we come up with some Christmas music for bumper music this week?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But as you can see, I didn't do that.
That's okay. We'll use it next week. Luis
probably
still got
has
a half a show left.
That's very true. We have Luis, so I mean...
He'll make it happen.
That's it.
There you go.
The god of the radio. All right, so you and I recently went to Las Vegas. Lots of folks from Sacramento go to Las Vegas on a regular basis because it's a very popular destination. People always want to know what's the best place to stay, where's the best place to eat, what's the best deal, all of that kind of stuff. So we got ourselves a gentleman, David Yeskel, who is the Vegas guru. David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys.
Now, David, we're looking at an article that you just recently was featured in the Travel Weekly about Las Vegas best bets for 2015. Maybe we should, what do you think, Mark? You want to hit on a couple of those first?
Sure. Why not? Why not, David? As I told you when we were talking a little bit before the interview started, our folks from Sacramento are kind of, they're known for the bargains when they go to Las Vegas. So from the best bet category in that particular subcategory, what can you recommend?
Yeah, so I can recommend, actually from this Best Bet story I've been doing, and this is my 13th annual Best Bet story for Travel Weekly. So, you know, I look for great products, great tourism products on and off the strip, and as well as what I like to call luxury for less. And I'm all about getting a good value in Vegas, and you can do that typically midweek. As most people who travel to Vegas know, that means Sunday through Thursday nights. That's when the best room rates are available, the shows are available, the restaurants aren't all booked up. And so just a couple of quick categories from my story. I rated the Delano, which people may not have even heard about, as best serene retreat on the strip. So Delano was previously known as the hotel at Mandalay Bay.
It was a small part of it was a hotel within a hotel.
Exactly. It's a hotel within a hotel at Mandalay Bay. It was called the hotel previously. Completely rebranded it. They redid it. They made it gorgeous, these white interiors in the rooms. You walk into the lobby, you know, you walk down this hallway from the busy Mandalay Bay casino complex, and 30 seconds later, you're in this zen-like serenity with great sounds, great smells, quiet, and you get up to your room. You'd never know you're on the strip, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, give us an idea. Midweek, what do rooms run there off-season?
So midweek, you can probably look at starting at $150 a night, which isn't bad. They're all suites, probably 150 and up midweek, and I think it's a great value, and it's not that well known yet.
Well, as a non-smoker and traveling with some, that's one of the, you know, there's nothing you can do about it when you hit the casino, but if your hotel is, the elevator ends up in the casino, the smoke makes its way up to your room whether you want it to or not.
Right,
so
right.
This really looks like, as you say, it would be a great retreat, and the fact that you actually said that it had pleasant scents is pretty
awesome. David, I want to ask you about food here, but before we get to that, give us another one from your best bets list.
Sure. So let's talk about something food related. So I always look for great dim sum, for Chinese dim sum. But I've been looking for great dim sum places on the strip, and there are a few places that serve dim sum, but surprisingly, for the most the best dim sum and, believe it or not, the most reasonably priced is at Bellagio. It's called Noodles. It's a kind of an upscale looking noodle house, pan Asian menu.
So it's not the fast food place that we're thinking of by a similar name.
It's not fast food. No, it isn't. It's and they only serve dim sum on weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But the dishes are authentic. I've eaten dim sum in a lot of great Chinatowns, and in Hong Kong, and I can tell you, it's really authentic. They've got a great dim sum chef. And the dim sum starting at about $4.75 for, you know, steamer basket, which especially on the Strip is an incredible value.
Not, not a bad price at all for the Bellagio. David, you know, the legend in Vegas is you go to Las Vegas and you eat at the cheap buffets, and the cheap buffets are not so cheap anymore. But there certainly is a plethora of them in a variety of price ranges and styles. Give us an idea of two or three of the best bang for the buck in Las Vegas if you're just going to gorge yourself at a buffet.
Sure. So I think buffets, gourmet buffets, are what Vegas has that are unique to Vegas. So in other places, gourmet food and buffets are typically mutually exclusive, right? You don't typically find the two together. In Vegas, you do. And there are five that I think are gourmet buffets right on the Strip. A couple of my favorites are the buffet at Bellagio, of course. It's kind of the granddaddy of all the buffets, the gourmet buffets. On a weekend, you might find Kobe-style sirloin, really quality cold seafood all the time, great dessert selection. That's $35 to $40. And the buffet at Wynn was just redone. They reopened it. All kinds of great food stations. I'm going to be there this weekend, actually, to check it out. But they have, for instance, a Peking duck station. Will they make Peking duck for you in a bun? Three chocolate fountains, a dark chocolate, white chocolate, and milk chocolate fountain.
Oh, my gosh.
With something like 39 different items to dip into the chocolate. So that's just reopened, also about $40 to $45. And my third favorite is Bacchanal at Caesar's Palace. Only been open a couple of years. It's the largest buffet on the Strip, 9 separate kitchens. Incredibly large. It is a bacchanal. It's a feast. It's a Roman feast. You can eat forever. And you have to go hungry and really pace yourself.
Dave, there used to be a thing on the Strip. There was for a while. One of the hotel groups there had an all-you-can-eat kind of buffet thing where you paid, you know, one set price and you could have access to all of their buffets for a 24-hour period.
Yes, that is. That's Caesars Entertainment Properties has what they call Buffet of Buffets, right? How's that for a name? And you pay about $45 for that. It includes 6 different buffets. However, it does not include Bacchanal buffet. You'd have to pay extra to do that one. But the Rio Carnival World buffet is included, the Le Village buffet at Paris, which is very good, and Spice Market at Planet Hollywood, which is another good one. So you can eat as many times as you want at any of those buffets over and over if you'd like within 24 hours. And just pay the one price.
Tom, see, the strategy is that you have dinner one night.
Yeah.
You know, you have dinner late one night, then you have dinner early the other night, and you have lunch somewhere in between, and then you go see, you know, the therapist somewhere
along the way.
Do you have
You can get in, right, you can get in 4 meals if you try hard. I actually did it once on a strict research trip and did all 6 of them in 24 hours, but I don't advise people to try that. I've trained for years to learn how to do that.
Now, what is the cost of this endless buffet for 24
hours? This is about $45. Now, I think, with the Players Cub card. So you have to get a total rewards card. Anybody can get those. They're free. I think it's about $45. And then the clock starts when you enter the first buffet. So the clock starts then, and you have to enter the last buffet before that 24-hour period elapses.
Our guest today is David Yeskel, writing an article for the Travel Weekly, Las Vegas Best Bets. By the way, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We have a link to it so you can see what David thinks is the best for 2015.
You can get all of his best bets there, and there's all kinds of different categories. If you're planning a trip to Las Vegas anytime in the next 6 months or so, or you're just a fan of Las Vegas, you probably would find some things there at travelguysradio.com. You can just click on the link. It's under show highlights. And David, before we let you go, the off season is in Las Vegas right now. And, you know, other than when big conventions hit town or things like that, there are little nooks and crannies where things are really cheap. Is there any really great deal in Vegas in the off season that our listeners should know about?
Yeah, actually, the best deal of the season is coming up this next week. It's really the only slow week in Vegas, and that is the week leading up to Christmas. So you'll find the best hotel rates, great shows, all available. You know, shorter lines at the best at the best buffets, of course. This is the time to go. If you can go next week, starting Sunday, right up until Christmas Eve, it's the slowest time of the year in Vegas. There's really no off-season there, but it's the slowest time of the year, best values. Other than that, try midweek. Try to avoid weekends because weekends, Southern Californians invade Vegas, and everything's higher priced. So if you have the flexibility, I'd advise going midweek. So I also tweet every day for my Twitter account. I'm at the Vegas Guru. Tips, things I like, a lot of food options, things I've tried that are great. So your listeners can follow me on Twitter at the Vegas Guru, and they'll see all my tips up to date.
Outstanding, David. Thank you for all of your information today. And in a few months, we'll have you back and get some more tips on Las Vegas. It's a frequent destination for many of our listeners and for many of the folks in Sacramento. David Yeskel, the Vegas Guru.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Viva Las Vegas. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK.
And coming up next after the news, we're going to go down to Los Angeles and do a little game showing. You know, I mean, folks who have never been on a game show, I've been on a set for a game show before. It's a lot of fun. Of course, it's more fun if you're a contestant, but it's even a lot of fun if you're in the audience. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, going to Los Angeles for game shows after the news right here on KFBK.
Hello there. Thanks for joining us on a drizzly Sunday afternoon. We are the Travel Guys, Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You know, there's something that goes on in Southern California that, you know, every time I see a game show on TV, I think, you know, it's just down the street to Southern California. I should go down there and, like, do Wheel of Fortune.
Have you ever seen a TV game show? You've been in radio for all these years.
I know, but I've just never put all the pieces together. But I know that you and your travelers have.
We have. Sports Leisure Vacations takes people to see game shows and other talk shows and things like that recorded live in Hollywood and Los Angeles. And we have just such a trip coming up in February with some seats available. And I thought we'd take a few minutes and tell folks about it because these are really popular trips. They only accommodate 24 people at a time. So here today to talk to us about it is the planner and the tour director for the trip, Patty Thayer from Sports Leisure Vacations. Patty?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Tom.
Hi there.
Patty is the tour planner, and she's also going to be the tour director who will be escorting two of these trips. The first one is already full, but the second one goes on February the 16th. It's a three-day tour down to Southern California. It stays two nights at the Intercontinental Hotel and goes to see tapings of the Dr. Phil Show and Wheel of Fortune. So if you've never had the chance to go to Hollywood and maybe be a little bit behind the scenes, this is your opportunity.
Cool.
So, Patty, you're the genius behind all of this, staying in a really fancy hotel in Los Angeles for a couple nights, the Intercontinental. Isn't that kind of like the home of the movie stars sort of place?
Yes, it is. It's a place to spot celebrities. They have award shows there. They have a Los Angeles dining destination, the Park Grill Restaurant, where we'll be having dinner the first night. So always an opportunity to sight celebrities, and only a mile and a half from, or a mile from Rodeo Drive.
Wow.
With a luxury vehicle that'll take you there free of charge.
Now, you said they have like a limousine service for the guests, so like our folks, when they get back from the studio on the second day, could get in the limo and go over to Rodeo Drive and go shopping.
Yes, world-class shopping restaurants. They'll have the whole afternoon and evening shop to their heart's content. So, yeah, limo service will drop them off from the hotel free of charge.
There you go. And you say this hotel has a lot of celebrities that wander around. Do they mind, you know, just random people coming up and asking for autographs and stuff? Is that cool?
Well, that's probably part of their job. So
I see.
They're going to wander around Los Angeles in a public hotel. I would assume they would accept it.
You know, Tom, and the key to all of that is it's how you approach things. You know, if you're polite and you don't go up and shove a pencil up somebody's nose or something like that, why then that's a little better.
You must have done that sometime to bring that up.
Yeah, okay. That's a possibility of that. So, Patty, this package, they're going to go to studios and to see the tapings of the TV shows. Now, I've done this a couple of times myself, and you know, what folks see on the screen at the end of the day is the really, truly the finished product. You know, they may stop and start a few times, or somebody coughs, or a chair falls over, or some little thing happens, somebody doesn't come in the right way, or the music doesn't cue on time. Or,
you know, Vanna White might make a mistake which letter she picks. But the show, it goes right along. There's three shows taping Wheel of Fortune. They have a break between where Vanna White and Pat Sajak come out and entertain everyone. They even ask trivia questions, the announcer does, for prizes. So it's entertaining, too.
So, Patty, it sounds like you're not just watching one show. Like when you go to Wheel of Fortune, you're going to watch three. So when you go over to Dr. Phil, is there three shows there, too? Because that's an hour-long program.
Right, two shows. And you don't know the topic that you're going to see until the taping begins on either of the shows.
Oh.
So I think that's going to be fun. It's kind of a mystery show.
Now, we should tell folks again that this is a trip that Sports Leisure Vacations is offering in February. It departs on February the 16th. It's a three-day trip. It stays two nights at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles and goes to the tapings of the Dr. Phil and Wheel of Fortune shows. Also has sightseeing and a couple little fun meal stops in Los Angeles and stuff like that. If you would like to go on this trip, you can contact Sports Leisure Vacations at 361-2051, or you can go to our website at sportsleisure.com. Just click on the California button, excuse me, and then you can see this trip. It's right towards the top there. Important to note that there are only 24 spaces on the trip. 12 of them are spoken for, so we have room for 12 more. So you can give the office a call, and we would be happy to take you to Los Angeles, and you will have a chance to go behind the scenes and see some real TV shows being produced. Patty, anything else that we should tell folks here before we move on?
Well, we're going to also have the guided tour of Beverly Hills and Hollywood, so that'll add to the excitement, too, and visit the farmer's market.
One of my favorite stops there in Los Angeles. The farmer's market is an incredible collection of shops and restaurants and very close to some of the studios there. So that's a great spot to be able to go over and have lunch. There's a little bakery there in the farmer's market that sells beignets that are a little different from the ones you get in New Orleans. But if you go on this trip, make sure that you get one when you go over for lunch. Patty, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Beverly Hills, Hollywood, and the Wheel of Fortune with Sports Leisure Vacations, 3 days, February the 16th. And Patty Thayer will be your tour director.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Patty. Awesome. We are the travel guys. We take you everywhere.
We do take you everywhere. That would be fun to go down and see. You said you've never done it. I've never done it, but it's been a long time.
There's one step ahead of that that I would like to do, and tell me if you don't agree.
Okay.
I want to be on the game show.
Oh, yeah. And win all of the...
What would be your favorite game show to be on?
Mine was an old-timey game show. I used to like Concentration.
Okay.
Remember that game where you had to remember the different, you know, they would turn over the numbers. You had to remember what was behind things and match the pairs up and stuff like that. So I've always been kind of a Jeopardy fan. So because that's a fun game. The more you know, the more you can win.
The show that's still on, Steve Harvey now hosts it. It's on every week. Is Family Feud.
I
always want to do Family Feud.
Yeah, I had a friend's family who did that once, and they actually won a couple of times and won some good stuff. They won like $11,000.
I would like to be privy to the warm up conversation before you go. Look. Here's the deal. Yeah, regardless of whether you win or lose, we want a lot of clapping and a lot of smiling. And when the other family kicks your... We want you to act... You're going to be cordial.
Just like you won.
Exactly. I want you jumping up and down, running across the stage. Because there are times I could just tell that, you know, I would just have hated to lose. And then I got to jump up and down and act like I'm happy about it. I don't know. They must pay you.
You might not, if you just tuned in, you might not have figured out you're listening to the Travel Guys and that this is a travel program, but nonetheless, coming up after the break here, we're going to wrap it up for, at least for our pre-Christmas shows for this year. We have a guest from California Musical Theater. The show Pippin is rolling into town. We have a couple of tickets to give away for New Year's Eve. So if you want to go, if you have nothing to do on New Year's Eve, you want to be close to your phone and close to, and we'll give you some instructions of how to call in and win the two tickets to see Pippin. We've also got some holiday greetings for you. All that coming up on the Travel Guys next, right here on KFBK. Got my Christmas music.
Yeah, yeah, you better watch out, Mark. Santa's got his eye on you.
Okay. Millions of dollars being spent across the street here from the studio at Art and Fair as we speak.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys every Sunday, 3 to 4 here on KFBK and at TravelGuysRadio.com. Okay, we got a little contest each coming up
here. We have some tickets to give away, two of them. You have to be able to go to the show on New Year's Eve night. So my suggestion to you is don't call unless you either can go yourself or know of somebody who can. Don't call now. Yeah, we'll give you the numbers and stuff later.
Right, and that's to see the show Pippin.
Pippin on New Year's Eve at the Community Center. We have two very good tickets. So you'll just need to listen to this interview about Pippin. And then after the interview, we'll give you the information about what it is that you need to know.
There you go. The answer to our question will be within the content of what you are about to hear.
It's the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman, and the music behind us indicates that we're going to be talking, well, we're moving into the what is known as the Travel Guys and Entertainment segment of our program. And our special guest on the program today is from California Musical Theater, and it's Sarah Hansen. She's in charge of marketing for the music theater, and Pippin is coming to town. And welcome to the Travel Guy, Sarah.
Thank you. Excited to be able to share about Pippin. It's going to be a great show, and everybody should come out and check it out.
Let me ask you right off the bat, tell folks a little bit about the history of Pippin and kind of an overview of what it's about.
Well, Pippin came out about 40 years ago, and it was directed by Bob Fosse, so you immediately know the style of the type of show it's going to be. The original leading player, which is like the narrator of the show, was Ben Vereen. And the gentleman who played Pippin was John Rubinstein. Now, the listeners may remember John Rubinstein from stage and movies, but from the TV show Crazy Like a Fox, he played the son. And we're lucky enough on our engagement here in Sacramento to have John Rubinstein playing Charles, the father to Pippin.
Fascinating.
So Pippin tells the story of a young prince who's on a death-defying journey to find meaning in his existence. Will he choose a happy but simple life, or will he risk everything for one singular flash of glory?
Wait. I know the answer.
Do you?
Oh, well, I saw it in New York, so, you know, it's. I didn't see the original version 40 years ago, but it's a wonderful show. It's fun. It's got great music. And it's a wonderful story, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And you get music and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz, who was also the writer for Wicked. So you have wonderful songs in there. And then it was also, the revival was directed by Tony winner Diane Paulus, who recently directed the revival of Hair. And everyone remembers how successful that was.
And speaking of successful revivals, this revival of Pippin did win some Tony Awards on Broadway.
Absolutely. It won 4 Tony Awards in 2013. It won Best Revival of a Musical, Best Direction of a Musical for Diane Paulus, Best Actress in a Musical for Patina Miller, and Best Featured Actress in a Musical for Andrea Martin.
And if you haven't been, if you haven't seen, if you're not part of the Broadway theater scene, the revival Tony every year is oftentimes the most contested because it's things that people are familiar with and that they have expectations for. The landscape is littered with shows that tried to do a second time around and didn't quite meet the expectations. But I have to tell folks now, I haven't seen this particular group, this cast of Pippin, but the revival in New York was just super. I mean, the sets, the music, it's all wonderful. If you love Broadway theater, and especially if you love musical theater, then you're really going to enjoy the show.
And there's an extra layer to that, too, with the introduction of the Montreal-based circus company, Le Seven Doigts de la Main, or The Seven Fingers, which is the creative force behind the Sensation Traces. They bring to this revival the Cirque du Soleil style acrobatics and trapeze and hand balancing and contortionists. It's like Cirque du Soleil meets Bob Fosse choreography meets Broadway musical. It's got something for everyone.
Now, you folks have a performance on New Year's Eve that might, I think it's kind of an interesting combination. You could go see a Broadway show, and the show lets out in time for you to go still celebrate someplace. Tickets still available for the New Year's Eve show?
We do still have tickets available for the New Year's Eve show. I'm actually going on New Year's Eve to see the show, and I'm really excited because I'll be right downtown, the heart of the city, what's going to be taking place. You know, I'm going to have dinner beforehand at one of the great restaurant partners to California Musical Theater, which you can find those on our website. I'm going to be having...
And you get a little discount on dinner, too, if you show your ticket, if I'm remembering correctly.
That is correct. Now, because it's a holiday night, you might need to call ahead and make reservations because they'll be busy. And you also want to check to make sure that they're honoring that on a holiday evening. Most of them will, but just make sure, call ahead.
Yep. Sarah, just a quick question here. We know that Pippin has somewhat of an adult theme. What would you recommend to our listeners in regards to, you know, age appropriate?
Well, I would definitely say it's appropriate for children 13 and older, but this could also be a lovely way for mom and dad to get out and have a great New Year's Eve night, or for a couple, a date night, what have you. This is a show that has a lot of spectacle to it, wonderful music, but there may be understandings that children of a certain age would get more than children that are 4, 5, or 6.
The show, now it's not just on New Year's Eve, it starts on Wednesday night, the 29th, right?
Yes, Tuesday, December.
Tuesday night, sorry.
December 29th, and then we run all the way through to January 3rd.
So plenty of opportunities to be able to see the show in Sacramento, Pippin, which I give it a very high recommendation. I thought it was a tremendous amount of fun on Broadway, so I really encourage folks to get out and see it.
Well, our guest here on the Travel Guys is Sarah Hansen, Assistant Director of Marketing and Publicity for the California Musical Theater. Anything that we didn't ask you so far, Sarah, that you wanted to make sure that our listeners knew about when you came in today?
Well, we definitely want you to come out and see Pippin. It's going to be a really great show. Tickets start at $24, and you can purchase tickets through our website at BroadwaySacramento.com. You can also visit us at our box office, which is at 1419 H Street downtown, and we would love to see you out there.
Okay, great. And we'll also have, Sarah, we'll put a link to Pippin for tickets on TravelGuysRadio.com. So if you're already on our website and you're looking at the show's highlights there, you'll be able to see a direct link to be able to get tickets. Sarah, thank you for coming by today and telling us a little bit about Pippin. Hopefully we'll see you again.
How much fun. I hope to see you too. Thank you.
We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. Travel and entertainment, I might point out.
God, I love Broadway shows. I just really do. Being in the travel business and getting to go to Broadway and see those shows and stuff like that is just one of life's true treats. All right, so we have two tickets to give away to the New Year's Eve performance of Pippin. Don't participate if you cannot go on New Year's Eve. Two tickets. Thomas, what is the question that we need folks
to
answer?
Okay, first, right answer to the question. 40 years ago on Broadway, who was the original director of Pippin? Again, who was the original director of Pippin when it appeared for the first time about 40 years ago on Broadway?
Our numbers are 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Again, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. Luis will find us a winner, and maybe we'll have it before we go off the air. Who was the original
director of Pippin on Broadway. The answer was in that interview.
Yes, it was.
If you didn't hear the part of the interview, you're Googling frantically now, trying to get to the Wikipedia page. And while you're dialing the phone with the other, hey, listen, while we're sitting here waiting for that, we have some things that we need to do. The Sports Leisure Vacations travel card winner.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, we kind of gave the wrong name.
Oops.
On the radio.
Oh, no.
So
I had nothing to do with
that. We couldn't have a $400 winner last week. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to raise the jackpot to $500, and we've got the correct winner from last week and the winner from this week. So if both of them call, they will share $500.
Okay.
If only one of them calls, they'll get the whole thing. So last week's winner should have been Ellen Love, who was on the Ritz-Carlton trip with Sports Leisure. And this week's winner is someone who was on a day trip to San Francisco. Nancy Giles is the winner this week. So Ellen Love and Nancy Giles, you have got $500 to win between the two of you at Sports Leisure Vacations Monday or Tuesday. If you call our office to win the prize, then if one person calls, you'll get the whole thing. And if both of you call, you'll share it. Yes, sir.
And how do you enter if
also,
you have not traveled
if
with
you've
Sports
not traveled
Leisure.
With Sports Leisure, you go to travelguysradio.com and you just fill out, you just put entry as the subject line and just send it right to us and we will enter you in the contest.
Got all your shopping done for the holidays, Mark?
I just about have all of my shopping done. Not quite everything all done. So, listen, here, we have, what else do we need to do here before we take off? Oh, last week, we put a thing on our website, which is really, I thought, was really kind of a neat thing. And we had more people go to the website than have ever gone there. It was about this little 6-year-old boy from Savannah who had lost both of his parents at different points in time in his young life and yet was out trying to teach other people how to smile. It's still up there. It says highlights from last week if you want to take a look at it.
It's a great piece, folks.
I got a better one for you, though. This is a Christmas one. This is a flash mob of the U.S. Air Force Band at the Smithsonian Institute. It is really cool. Go to travelguysradio.com. They did this actually in one of the Smithsonian museums just a few weeks ago. So go to travelguysradio.com and you can see the flash mob. It's right in the middle of the page there, the U.S. Air Force Band. There's also a lot of other stuff on the page that might help you if you're a traveler from time to time.
If you've never seen any of these videos of flash mobs, this is probably, I've seen a lot. I've even... come close to participating on a couple of occasions, and this is probably the best I've seen. So check it out. By the way, all of our past shows are available there as well at travelguysradio.com.
It's Christmas time, sir. You have any words of wisdom you'd like to share?
Well, number one, and I know a lot of people want to do the Happy Holidays thing, but I'm going to do the Merry Christmas thing and remind people to do their best to remember what the true spirit of Christmas is really all about. And you know what? If you have an opportunity, visit a church near you.
All right. Congratulations to Gail Avila, who is our winner. And I just want to say what an incredible privilege it is to be able to take people places, make dreams come true for a living, and get to come in and play on the radio with you, Thomas. Every Sunday. Merry Christmas to you and to all the folks who listen to our little radio program. Thank you for your time every Sunday and Merry Christmas to you too.
Next Sunday, the best of the best with the Travel Guys. You'll be listening. Thanks for joining us. You stay well now.